Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
We all know that owning a small business means you wear many hats, but sometimes you really need an extra pair of hands. Upwork is how good companies find great and trusted freelance talent. With more than 2 decades of experience, with the simple and ambitious goal of pioneering a better way of working, companies at every stage turn to Upwork to get things done and find more flexibility in staffing key projects and initiatives. They access a global marketplace filled with top talent in IT, web dev, marketing, and more. Posting a job on Upwork is easy. With no cost to join, you can register, browse freelancer profiles, and get help drafting a job post or even book a consultation. From there, you connect with freelancers that get you and can easily hire them and take your business to the next level. Visit Upwork.com right now and post your job for free. That's Upwork.com to post your job for free and connect with top talent ready to help your business grow. That's UPWORK.com. Upwork.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to set off your July 4th with savings. Right now, buy one, get one free on select one coat coverage interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Plus, get two select 2 or 2.5 quart red, white, and blue annuals for just $10. Hurry, these July 4th deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, excludes Alaska and Hawaii. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for more details.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Some secrets are kept in the basement. Others in the morgue. Welcome to Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi, featuring defense attorney and host of the podcast, Defense Diaries, Bob Mata.
The appeals process for Richard Allen now underway. Give us some insight, Bob, on how this is going to work from here.
It's lengthy, you know, and like before I kind of dive into that, I think that the number one concern is going to be able Or is going to be, are they going to be able to keep Rick Allen alive to survive through the appellate process? There is going to be zero incentive on part of the state to keep him alive. And anybody who knows anything about our prison system knows that convicted child killers and convicted pedophiles are not treated very kindly within the walls of those prisons. So, I mean, he's in peril. He's going to be in absolute peril. You know, so that's the first thing. And then it's going to be a lengthy process. You know, there's going to be some motions filed initially in court after sentencing happens on December 20th. You know, they'll try to get them a new trial. They'll file a motion. The defense team will file a new motion. That'll get denied by Gull. And then at that point, you got to start getting the record together. And the record is, it's a massive undertaking. So they have to transcribe all of the every day of testimony. They've got to put everything together and they've got to create this record that they then ship off to the appellate court and said, here's the case. And it's not just the trial, it's everything pre-trial. Mm-hmm. So all the things that we were always kind of barking about, like what's Gull doing here, those are all part of the appellate record as well. It starts from basically the minute of arrest up through the verdict, and then through that last post-conviction motion that's going to be filed. And then they're going to go through it, you know, and then the briefs will be written first by Allen's appellate attorneys, and then the state will then have their ability to respond. And then at that point, the appellate court will make a decision whether or not, you know, that they find that the confessions are valid. And in my opinion, if they do find that they're valid, it's going to be problematic, because I think that they'll say that the weight of those confessions outweighs any of the other issues where she may have ruled wrong, but it wouldn't have mattered at trial because of the fact that there's all these confessions that we think are valid, that those would have been the thing that sealed this case for any jury. So they would rule everything else as harmless error and not give them another trial. At that point, once that's denied, then you got to go up to the Indiana Supreme Court and have them take the same look at it. You file new briefs. Mm-hmm. And from that point forward, if that gets denied, then you shift it over to the federal system.
How long, man. Yeah, I mean, how long could this all take? If he's to get a new trial, what would you think?
Decade, easily.
Wow.
Take a decade. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You're talking about he's what, 54, I believe. Is that correct? So he'd be about 64 then if he survives. We're not talking surviving, you know, a couple months here to get this worked out. We're talking a decade. Yeah. Wow.
Yeah. Dude, this is you know, depending on what the direct appeal, what that had, like the direct appeal, I mean, maybe a year, year and a half, 2 years, mm-hmm. we'll get a ruling on that. But like I said, like getting to the point where you're getting the briefs done.
Yeah.
So like in all honesty, probably going to take a year, you know, maybe longer. And then it gets scheduled. I don't know if the appellate court will want argument or if they'll just go on the briefs themselves. You know, but it's just a lengthy process, man. It's like, I talk to you about, tell you about it all the time. It's like, once you're convicted in this country, it is a Herculean task to undo it.
Did the appellate courts ever look at some of the rulings and some of the things that Gull did? They were like, what the hell was this? Like, why would you make that? I mean, is there ever criticism of any, does it even matter? Is there any checks and balances to a judge like Gull, where she did make some pretty bizarre rulings that did seem to make a whole lot of sense? But is there anybody to check and go, why? Why did you make that? Like, what's your thinking? Or is it just
the appellate level? That's it. Like that. That's where they're going to decide.
Be free to continue to do this to other cases over and over and over. And there's nothing that seems to be such a broken system that you can get somebody bad in there, and then there's not really any recourse to stop them.
I obviously could not agree more. Yeah. And I appreciate your outrage, man. It's like, I wish there were, and you're not alone in feeling that way. It's like I said, if you kind of take the temperature right now, like online, of what people are feeling about this case, I think a lot of people echo your sentiments, and we should all be afraid.
Yeah.
But honestly, that's my entire point. I mean, we have to watchdog cases like this. And I honestly cannot remember. And I'm going to pose a question to you.
Yeah.
Can you remember a case, maybe ever, in where you have this big of a split in terms of whether or not even if he did it, but whether or not they met their burden? And people don't even really understand what the burden is, but they know enough to know that something's not right about how this went down.
No.
You know, it's like people just have a feeling. Like, I can't think of any other murder trial that I've watched where I was like, I don't know what's
going on. How did this even get to court is like where I'm at. Like, this doesn't even make, like, you, they, there was nothing. There was nothing up their sleeve. There was nothing where it was like, oh, okay, I see why they think it. It was like even more confirmation that they didn't know what they were doing in this trial. Even more than less confidence that we had going into it.
I know, man. And it's like, I, like the only silver lining out of this case, and I hate for it to be, you know, that an individual has to go through it, and I hope that he survives it, is that it really shines a light on our system.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And that it's a broken system. I mean, it's the only system we have. I don't know that there's any system that's better anywhere else.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean it's not broken.
Yeah,
and it's like, dude, we've been just like, we lost a generations of people of color, like to the system that like just kept entire generations of black people and people of color down just by imprisoning, you know, who would typically be the breadwinner, like up until, you know, they finally started giving women some rights in our country. You know what I mean? It's like, it's just like, I mean, you can kind of look and see the way that it goes, and it's scary, and it's been scary. I mean, that's why I got into criminal, the defense side of it. Yeah. I wanted to protect our, try to do, you know, what I could from the inside, you know, to try to, but frankly, I have a much louder voice out here than I ever did in the courtrooms, man. Sure. And I see it all the time on my YouTube channel, my podcast, with emails that people send me. People are like, man, you really opened my eyes. And that's all you can ask for, is to have people start to get an understanding of what's really going on with this system. And it doesn't have to be about conspiracy theories, man. It's just, it's about how the system operates. You know, it's about privatized prisons. It's about, there's a lot of moving parts. It's not a search for truth anymore. It's a search for just convictions from prosecutors all over this country. They don't care about the truth. They care about getting a conviction on their case. That's what their mandate is from their bosses.
Yeah.
They need that because those bosses have to get reelected, and they want to be able to put, our conviction rate is 97%. That's what we're keeping you safe. That's what the, you know, so I mean, it's just like, it's such a thing, man, that like, I'm just grateful that more people are willing to listen and willing to critically think about what's going on and maybe getting active about it and being a voice, because we, the people, that's all we got.
Yeah. I mean, that's 100% true. And I just think so many people are unaware of how broken the system is. And it's not that it can't, there's not room for improvement, because it seems like a lot of these things, it would be simple. It wouldn't be that complicated to put some more checks and balances in here, because inevitably you're going to have some bad people in there that are going to have power, and that needs to be checked out when that happens and then corrected. And it can be done, but it's so broken where it just can run free endlessly, and we all stand on the sideline watching the train barreling towards the truck on the railroad track that isn't moving. And it's like, just push it, move it, do something. Like, it's against the rules. We can't push it right now. Press the gas. They're not allowed to press the gas.
I know. And it's not even like just like bad people or people with ill intent. It's people that are not competent to be doing the jobs that they're doing. That, like, that's scarier than anything else, because there's going to be a way more of those than there are people coming in with bad intentions.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, you're going to be dealing with people that should not be in the position they're in, either because they're not qualified to do it, or they're not suited to do it. One of those two things. And then the end result are just life shattering decisions that are made. And it's like, and you see it in every level of, you know, the criminal justice system. You see it everywhere, though. I mean, you see it in even in family courts, where you've got judges that probably shouldn't be on the bench that are making decisions that are just so impactful on people's lives. Mm-hmm. You know, like we're making decisions where children should be placed, you know, like, and you have a judge who's heard 2 hours of evidence and making an absolutely, like, life-altering decision for a family, you know, and it's like based on... It's scary, man. It's scary. And I obviously agree. I mean, we need to tinker with it. And you know, the answers are not that clear.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's like, maybe the answer is robots. maybe AI is the one who takes over the criminal justice system.
I've been very curious about that idea. I think it'd be very interesting to run a full trial, everything, just through something. And then at the end, let the AI be the juror. See what.
Well, because I'd love to see some test samples of it, or the judge, like where they've just like AI has just taken in all the existing case law, processed it. Because one thing that you know about computers is they're not going to be biased.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, it's going to logically analyze the information that it's receiving, and then it's going to say, well, based on this, like, this is the correct answer.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So like it's It's a terrifying prospect, but it's an interesting one.
Well, I mean, it's a great way that, you know, all the research that would have used to have been done, now it's like, boom, here we go. AI can pull it up, different case law, everything, and find really good examples much faster or better than humans ever could. Right. And so, I mean, there's a lot of benefits there. It'll make, just as anything, it's like, does more information make it better? We're in a world where we have access to literally anything we want to know in our pockets. And people seem more misinformed today than ever.
I know. Well, you know, because now it's people are allowed to put misinformation out there.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, now you have to be able to try to cull through what's real and what's not real, what's true and what's not true, mm-hmm. because everybody that puts something out there states it as fact.
Yeah.
You know, and then you've got the layer on top of that is, okay, so who's actually controlling, you know, the Snopes of the world and all the different, you know, the like fact finding mm-hmm. to, you know, like to determine whether or not something's true or not true. Are they biased?
Yeah.
You know, it's like layer upon layer of bias that you're just, you can't know, you yeah. know, it's a weird world we live in, man. It's a weird, weird world.
Welcome to the podcast. If you'd like to listen to an ad-free version of this episode and all of our episodes, then search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. That's our premium channel where all of our ad-free and advanced episodes live, all in one place. True Crime Today Premium Plus. Search it on Apple Podcasts and press subscribe. Even try it for 3 days free.
Let's be honest. Nothing kills the thrill of a good murder mystery like a commercial for laundry detergent. It's like someone slapping a closed sign on your favorite dive bar. But you're not here for that, are you? You're here for the good stuff. So ditch the ads and upgrade to True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. With True Crime Today Premium Plus, you get your crime straight. No chaser. Commercial free with extended interviews and early access. It's like getting the bartender's special when the bar's already closed. Search for True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts. Subscribe and drink it all in.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows laundry day should be easy. Achieve maximum versatility with a dryer door that swings open either way, making load transfer from washer to dryer a breeze. Plus, with LG ThinQ, save time by controlling your washer remotely. Shop LG, America's most reliable line of home appliances, today at Lowe's. Based on independent reliability surveys 2021 to 2024 and select major appliances as compared to competing manufacturers offering full appliance lines. See associate for more details. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, exclusions apply. Valid 6/18 through 7/9.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Everything from clothing to household items are getting more expensive each day. The world of fast fashion has complicated clothing production by outsourcing around the world to whoever can sew them the cheapest. And now you, the consumer, are paying the price with rising costs. American Giant is about keeping things simple and close to home. They aren't affected by tariffs because their products never leave the U.S. So when you buy from American Giant, you're taking a stand for hardworking people, local communities, and quality clothes. American Giant directly supports American manufacturers and ensures you aren't footing that tariff bill. Support American-made, tariff-free clothing with American Giant. Get 20% off your first order when you use promo code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off when you use code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits, with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.